Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, this is getting interesting. I don't know if anybody pays attention, but I've got to find out where I'm at. Get to where I need to be. There we go. That's closer. Oops. All right. What happened to the? Oh boy! It don't show any show, and I don't understand how that works either. Hell, I'm scrolling trying to find my show, and I don't know who did what with it. Here we go. Wonder if I could pin that to the top. It doesn't say I can do that. Marked it as an announcement. So anyway, I hope I can be heard. Ready, set, go, and all that happy stuff. And what you got to remember is that America was born in conflict, yet freedom persists. The thing I'm looking for is the two main gists of the show. Supreme Court strikes down California requirement for charities to disclose names of donors. I don't know if you know how big that is, but National Gun Rights and a bunch of other ones really got upset about that. And it is, at the same time, a very, very strong ruling in favor of freedom, right? Now, then you got the second ruling. These are two critical rulings now. Supreme Court rules to uphold restrictive Arizona election law. That applies when they do that sort of thing to all of the states and people that would be getting real interesting in that the left. I posted this on Facebook on the page on Cosmic Voice. And the left goes silent. Wonder why? Well, Devin put one in there. He says the left knows they're done for. Well, that's only partly true so far. We got some more to go. But I'd like to say one thing, and that is very simple. Happy birthday, United States. I'll go back to the here. Now, here's what they were hoping, and it's what this song is really about, even though it's talking about relationships. Thank you. Did you listen to that real close as to what it really said? Do you understand the importance of the Supreme Court strikes down California requirement for charities to disclose names of donors? Now, that was settled by the NAACP way back when, and these dummies regurgitated it. Okay? That doesn't mean a whole lot. What means a whole lot, if you want to get into the brass tacks of things, Supreme Court take rules to uphold restrictive Arizona election law. Well, guess what? Some dummy and legalist format decided to take on Georgia. Guess who's going to pay the bills for that? Well, the Justice Department is. The more I said there is more, listen in. Okay, well, everybody's been telling me how there ain't nothing going on. Ain't shit going on in the background or nowhere else. Does that give you any kind of an indication that there is and are things going on that are critical to our survival? Think about it. You want to keep what we got in terms of freedom. That's where most of it is going to end up. Supreme Court's going to say, uh-uh, no, you don't. You don't have, you may not use the Constitution for butt wipe. It don't work that way. Those two rulings basically say that, but they do it in a very diplomatic form. They don't use the words butt wipe or any of that, like my crass obtuse self does. They don't understand. They probably don't have a clue as to what a horse hockey is either. Then you got some people that are looking at things. Patel, I think the most important question is, what do you make of all this viral shedding? Horse hockey, I tell you right now, that is the epitome of fear porn. They're trying to make you so scared that, oh, got to wear a mask at all times. Horse manure. Number one, who buys chain link fence to ward off mosquitoes? Hello? And it's been proven that that's basically the case with masks. It don't even slow COVID down. Keeps you from sneezing all over somebody. Whoopee. Best thing you can do is zinc. And the reason I say that is that zinc has a tendency to not allow any attachment to cells already functioning. You got that? You aware of that? It gets better. And it gets better in a very simple way. And that is that you have a whole bunch of people out and about. Say they're consummate experts and they know what they're doing. And yet they will tell you, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that, or you're going to die. It's going to eat you up. Well, first of all, it's 98 or 99% nothing. You know, like you get a runny nose and that's it. Well, I'm immune. And every time they give me a test, I've come up absolutely negative. Why? Well, I take those supplements I'm talking about. One of them is host defense. It takes on everything that the zinc doesn't cover. Another one is cell power. If I get short of breath, the chloride in there helps me breathe. And I use, trying to think of the name of it. Darn, I hate it when that happens. That's funky. Let's go back in here. Let's see. It's a common one. Licorice has a tendency to heal your lungs. You have eye problems, get some apple pectin. If that works, add some glutathione to it. It really jumps around then. Now, if you got problems in your physiology in terms of use and digestion of things, get some thyroid caps. it'll help you tremendously. And last but not least, I recommend getting amino acids, the complex, and go ahead and take it. Anyway, if there's something in there that you don't need, you'll excrete it. Now, there's your health advisory. Next thing I want to do is very simple. This is the third. Tomorrow is... tomorrow is the fourth. Hold on. I got to make some physical changes to some things. I still got my June calendar up. Oh, my goodness. I wonder why I'm lost. So, we're sitting here on the third looking at tomorrow, and you know what I got to say? Go and celebrate. Have a barbecue. Cook out. Get with your family and friends. Drink beer, whatever you'd like to do. But most of all, I want to just wish the basic people, the ones that are intent on doing something, you got to understand one thing. Most people, and I mean most of them, and if you ain't seen Hell or High Water, see the movie. You like it. But try this. Old LGO. You know, it ain't like you ain't heard that song before, but Outlaw State of Mind, go look it up and get you a copy. Oh, man, I think it's loaded. I love what it says. And what you got to understand most of all is how you can be a part of something and not take any discerned action that would cause you to have problems with it. Now, you got to get ready to hide out or stand for freedom. Ooh, think about it. That is the choice you have. The only alternatives. Ooh. Remember I told you to get ready? Get your stuff together? Be in a position of going and taking off? Well, if you think that's fun, I think you need to hear this next song I'm going to play. And, yeah, I'm going to play a couple of this. This is the last song, but listen to it. It's got something to tell you.
Bloody road remains a mystery.
my. Do you get the picture? I got no time to be innocent. I got no time left for much anything but to stand up to the enemy. No place to run or hide no more. Well, you can hide out. You can hunker down. You can get you into a safe place and hope that it blows over and doesn't find you. Well, now what? Get your thinking in an open mind mode. In other words, there's some shit coming down the pike that is totally different from anything anybody's ever experienced before. And I hope you're ready for this. The military, certain ones, is already getting ready for this. Intel community. Ooh. They know it's coming. And I'm waiting for a phone call for some of them to actually talk to me about it, because they need some information. You hear this, military, y'all? I'll gladly give you the heads up that you need. Now, you want to take it to the third level. Ooh, that's one, two, three. Oh, my goodness. many of the things that you're familiar with in terms of living and life and all that are going to change drastically all at once, you know, like a boom. So what you need to do is think about what it takes to be functional outside of the norm, because this is where you're going to be. You ain't got to do anything drastic or whatever, but the drastic is coming. Now, by drastic, I mean the level of these changes. And, oh, people have been saying this forever and ever and done this and done that. Well, I've got it on good authority that it's going to be up to us, we the people, to sort out what's going on the planet. Now, I want you to follow this closely, because I ain't going to play games with you about it. Very simply, we got to put ourselves and our shit in order. Well, what is order? What's a good orderly direction? That would involve God, good orderly direction. Uh-huh. And there are certain rules and whatnot that you should learn about. And you can go to Gail's website and find my books there. And those books will lead you to where you need to go. Now, I'm going to write one more book, and it's going to be the end chapter. But none of the super nasty horse hockey is going to take place. World's not coming to an end or any of that stuff. Now, if anybody's got questions, I'll answer them out loud from the Facebook page. Michael says he's glad I'm feeling better. Yeah, I can see out of my eyes, too. That don't hurt. But what you got to remember is that there's a lot of fakery going on. And I put a thing up about a hoax, and they didn't like it. Well, get over it. The hoax is the World Health Organization and CDC and all these others that pandered to and supported the idea that C-19 was a nasty mother. Oh, now we got D-series. Oh, Lord have mercy. It's a lot more infectious and a lot less deadly. Think about that. But they want to scare you with it. They're going to tell you that problem is a viral shedding. Ooh. If you take, I would personally, I take dandelion and and zinc and host defense and a couple of others, and I ain't got symptoms at all. That cough you hear, that's from smoking. I shouldn't be doing that, and I do it anyway. I'm 70-some years old, and I've been smoking since I was about 10, so, you know. I got more years smoking than most people have living. Well, we have a serious problem, And everybody's beginning to slowly pick up on the fact that there are things going on that will cut the throat of the people that have been leading us around and playing games with us. World Health Organization, CDC, National Institute of Health, and people like that. There's a bunch up there that have not taken the time and trouble to do their due diligence. It's going to come to shit. Now, you got up to four or five new court rulings that are going to be coming up. These are also going to be almost as critical, not quite, but almost as critical as the first two. So what you want to do is just sit back a little bit and listen real close to what's going on. If you got something that you can offer that will help, input of intel or whatever it might be, think about doing that. You don't have to get involved other than that, maybe. Now, number four. The intel I've gotten lately is deals with the coming reset of the planet. Now, by that I mean, somebody keeps trying to call me. I'm getting tired of this. Beep, beep, beep. Very simply, when we transition, that's the word, you're not being lifted up by God as such. You're following some cosmic laws. And here's what it does. We go from 3 to 4D. All the horse hockey, the pain, strain, and old age, and this and that, and whatever else might grab you by the whiz banger, is gone. Now, there'll be people such as myself, along with others, who will offer the information necessary for you to make this easy. And by that, I mean friction-free. You just glide right through it, no problem. Hey, that's cool, you know, or whatever. Don't worry about ended up talking to the dog. Dogs, a lot of animals are, as well as plants, are a lot more insightful and a lot more knowledgeable than we'll ever give them credit for. However, there's some things that will take place. You know what other people are thinking, the whole nine yards. What I'm looking at is making sure that things come out so that you can deal with it. I've already dealt with a lot of it. I do a lot of things that other people can't. But there are some influences and changes in country-level negotiations and the ideals of freedom and a few others that are going to come about, and they're going to be used to keep everything in relative perspective, a nice one, you know, the sunny days that you would find in springtime in various places. And if you notice, the weather is beginning to calm down. Slowly but surely, it's calming down some. Now, what I'm trying to do is create some rain in the southwest. And some of it has already happened, but that's light duty. What I'm going to try to do is get things up and running at a high level and rapidly. So you need to consider that. Secondly, and this is the second part of that transition, there's going to be a combination, and not med beds as such, unless it's a minor ailment. Think more in terms of biospheres. You'll have a lot more people needing to regrow arms or legs or whatever they lost on a battlefield. People that didn't quite mature far enough for whatever reason, who are lacking things, mental acuity or whatever. These things are healable. Mankind is probably the easiest to heal of all of the races going. So, you know, if you want to consider that, you need to do so. This isn't anything that's terrible. It's not the impossible. The impossibility is that there are exceptions to rules. Certain ones, I'll give you an example, are electronics. You can do things with electronics that these people haven't even thought of yet. Do you think chips are something that's critical? They're not near as critical as you think they are. They're just kind of a passing thought, so to speak. We go from batteries into internal combustion to electronics. We got electric cars and trucks and all that. And these things are controlled, these new things are controlled by computer chips. Well, a regular standard computer chip can handle that with no problem. What they're in the race for is getting more space on the chip than we've ever had. Now, some people have done that. Why we haven't is primarily because we haven't put any real seriousness into R&D, research and development. When we do, then we'll be getting somewhere. Now, here's the fourth part. A lot of people know, and many don't, that I work with ET. That's what I said. I work with ET, and I have been schooled in some of the technologies that they use and take for granted, like we take a light bulb for granted. Think about the 1700s. Really? Well, how about this? These technologies are as advanced over a candle or an oil lamp as light bulbs are over them. Now, continue. We think a lot of this stuff is really, really cool, and it is, but nobody, and I mean nobody, should limit themselves to not being able to come up with a new idea. It's the application is the problem. I'll give you a new idea. How about being able to open a door in a room, close it, walk over to the next door, open the door, step outside, and close it, and you're wherever you decided you wanted to go. Doesn't matter about the distance. Oh, well, what's the deal with that? That's a jump room. They have instantaneous portals that work more efficiently than a jump room, but don't have quite the breadth of certain things that the jump room has. So you have some technologies that are advanced in some ways and convenient. You have others that are advanced in some ways and convenient. Some of them are different from another one. Now we get into the fun part. Hello, military, listen up. Everybody and their mother-in-law wants to know how ET flies around the way he does. Well, first of all, the ship, many of them, are living entities. Number two, or the second part of that, is that if you can close your eyes right now and get a picture of someplace you'd like to be, how would you like to be there as soon as you get a clear picture? That's the speed of thought. Makes the speed of light look like some kind of ridiculousness. And that's only a part of the many things that can be done. Matter transmutation from a rock to potatoes or some such. All of these capabilities will be able to be had by everybody. I mean, all of us. In other words, age affliction, where somebody gets 70, 80, 90 years old, oh, I forget who I am, I get lost in the driveway, or whatever it might be, that goes. Why? Well, our original lifespan was in the neighborhood of 1,800 years. Not 70, 80, or 100, 1,800. What does that mean? That means you got to be functional through all of that time. That means that a lot of people that weren't thought of as being as sharp as they were, guess what? All of a sudden, man, you got to be careful what you say around it, or you're liable to get caught with your pants down. What we see when you look at something, you see a color, say red. Well, that object is every color but red. Red is the reflected color. Many people know this. Okay, now we want to get into the fun part of it. How about you apply that to electronics? Ooh, you mean that electronics reflect? Oh, yeah. They bend light. They bend gravity. Depends on what you do with it as to what you get. So what are the alternatives and answers? Very simply, the alternative is you got to get yourself together. That's the alternative. Number two, the reality of it is that it's supposed to happen this year. I've been promised, and this is not by me, but other entities, that this is going to take place this year. We may see Trump back in office. We may see things that torque everybody's screws. Well, get ready. The fun is beginning to amass itself, and it is about to come home to roost. So my suggestion to everybody is get your stuff together and go out there and find out what it takes to access your imagination. You had one when you was a kid, remember? You imagine all kind of silly stuff. Well, that's coming up again, and you need to be ready for it in such a way that you can fit in with the new parameters. Don't be surprised if you don't start seeing announcements here and there, probably in the news media first, then in some sort of official form, and finally in an honest God channel devoted to, say, the military or somebody of that nature. You have to really consider this, because the probabilities are extremely high, and everybody needs to get ready. So what I say to you is look forward to more in terms of Supreme Court rulings that positively affect us and our way of life and everything. Think about the positivity. Remember last show I said we can do this? It's getting done. Well, I'm going to ask everybody that can hear this or hears this, go out there and get her done.